Dun 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 dun. Okay, I'm not going to lie, it is 3:13 on Thursday afternoon. That is Thursday the 18th of April, 2024. As per usual, I've got two papers that I bought early this morning, but then I just got busy with work. I had to do some work things, and the work things are what pay the bills, so I can't ignore the work things. So I'm sat here 3:15, having completed my work day, and I'm now about to look at the papers. Okay, I've got the Sydney Morning Herald and the Australian as per usual. I'm going to whiz through this. It's going to be really quick. On the front page of the double front page, because if I turn the front page, there's the front page again, because, of course, Harvey Norman is advertising. A couple of headings on this advertising front page says, teen terror accused had dropped out of school. The 16-year-old boy accused of carrying out a terrorist attack at a Western Sydney church had not attended school for months and displayed increasing disobedience at home prior to the shock stabbing of a bishop on Monday night. More than 70 police officers had been redeployed to conduct high-visibility patrols to maintain community safety, Police Minister Yasmin Catley announced yesterday, while another 32 are investigating a riot that erupted in the aftermath of the attack. That's not boring. That's not interesting. And this is just, there's no news to report, of course. So they'll just cover the pages with bullshit about the stabbing and the stabbing in Bondi and other stuff. It's not really interesting. Oh, there's a story on the front here about the Star Casino that basically had a cock up with its Tico machines. The ATM-style kiosks that I think you put a ticket in and you can take money out. And it was just had a fault. So they were you put two tickets in, you got money out, and it spat one of the tickets out for you to keep getting money out. Anyway, don't really understand it. Don't really care. It's in the newspaper. And apparently people were obviously taking advantage of it and pulling out lots of money. But then they were putting the money into the casino anyway. So I don't even know whether the casino was actually down any money. Serves you right. If you're going to run illegal gambling, I don't know how casinos are legal when it's so clearly rigged against the consumer. But anyway, if you're fucking stupid enough to play them, that's up to you. Okay, so I've turned the page to the real Sydney Morning Herald front page. Defence's 100 billion China strategy. Defence spending is set to soar to 100 billion a year within a decade, double its current levels, as the Albanese government directly identifies China's unprecedented military build-up as the biggest threat of conflict in the Indo-Pacific. Let's be honest, if China wanted to come and take over Australia, it would be able to do it in a heartbeat. I'm just going to have to probably get back onto learning my Mandarin, I think. 100 billion a year is what it's going to soar to. Remembering looking at the statistics yesterday with Toby, how much do the different countries spend? Just going to go back and have a look. Bear with me, please. Well, it wasn't that. Was it that? No, it wasn't that. Was it that? It wasn't that either. Where did I get my information with young Toby yesterday about... Well, I think we'll forget it. Okay, it's not good radio, Dale, this. It's rubbish, in fact. No, okay, I don't know where that went. Where did that go? I was on ChatGPT and I was asking it about things when I was talking to Toby. Anyway, all right, doesn't matter. Can't tell you. Fuck it, who cares? Something about the Olympic uniforms, not interested. Sydney rail workers seek an 8% pay rise. I mean, we're not interested. Accused dropped out of school. We've already covered that. Israel weighs up response to Iran attack. Israeli leaders are still debating, because it was in the newspaper on Tuesday, How best to respond to Iran's unprecedented weekend airstrike, officials said, weighing up a set of options calibrated to achieve different strategic outcomes, deterring a similar attack in the future, placating their American allies, and avoiding all-out war. Iran's attack on Israel, a barrage that included hundreds of ballistic missiles and exploding drones, changed the unspoken rule in the foe's long-running shadow war. In that conflict, major airstrikes from one country directly against the other had been avoided. Something more about the defence budget. Not, can't be bothered to read it. Oh, there's a story here about an alleged mushroom drink that led to a death at a health retreat in Clunes, which is, I think it's close to me. No, Clunes is in Victoria. Is Clunes in Victoria? I didn't know that. Anyway, there was some function being held at this health retreat and they did some mushroom drink thing and someone died. Well, not really relevant, doesn't need to be in the paper. Coach quits games amid sanctions. Basically, man who is a coach has quit ahead of the Olympic Games in Paris. Ex-professional boxer had his behaviour described by at least one coach and several athletes as disgusting, offensive and inappropriate. Another man there that's unable to carry on in his life without being a total cunt. Reflection and Black Ribbons as centre opens. That's about the Westfield Bondi Junction Centre. It's going to open, but for a shopping-free day today, 5 days after the stabbings, it's going to... all the music's going to be turned off, and a display of black ribbons on advertising boards is what they're going to do. I don't know, why would you go to a shopping centre for a shopping-free day? And then we've got two whole pages on traumatised Westfield workers prepare to return to crime scene. Knife attack on mother led to mentally ill man finding help. Knife accused, more disobedient. Da, 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 da. Not interested. Oh, seven. Remember poor Benjamin Cohen, 20, and the man who was wrongly accused, the Jewish man, of course, wrongly accused. He was sort of earmarked as the attacker by Channel 7. So he's now he is bringing a lawsuit against Channel 7, and he has engaged a high profile legal team to threaten defamation action against the TV network. Ben Cohen, who had been flagged as the attacker, his life has been so obviously traumatically affected. So dude, you just, someone said, oh, Ben Cohen, is he the man? If someone had said Dale Penny of a northern New South Wales town, he's the killer, wouldn't you just go, well, it's not me, is it? Because I'm here, look. See, I'm not here. I'm not at the fucking incident, and I'm still alive. So it clearly wasn't me. Anyway, I suppose, would you sue Seven for that? I suppose you would. You'd just try and get some money. But he's Jewish anyway, so he'll definitely win money for that. Fines for lies posted on attacks. A storm of damaging online lies during Sydney's stabbing attacks has fueled the case for legislation for legislating multi-million dollar fines for social media giants hosting misinformation. Communications Minister Michelle Rowland says, pledging to take on X and Meta to prevent devastating social harm. Joining a groundswell of political pressure on tech firms, opposition leader Peter Dutton told this masthead that the networks were on notice to remove evil material as the opposition accused Labour of failing to pursue laws targeting agents of foreign enemies, stirring up local tensions online. I'm not interested. Turning the page. Something more about the casinos thing. Not interested. Star dumps documents as hearing adjourned. Not interested about the Star Casino. It's just irrelevant news. Sacked professor sues Sydney University. A senior brain researcher who accused a Sydney University academic of attempting to bribe and blackmail another staff member is suing the institution after he was fired for serious misconduct. Professor Manuel Graeber, a neuropathologist who was the university's Barnett Cropper Chair of Brain Tumor Research, says he was sacked because he made serious allegations about university management. The university maintains action was taken against Graeber due to misconduct, which included not showing up for class, installing a surveillance camera, had no connection to his complaints. Not interested. Courts could become a refugee tribunal. The Commonwealth has warned that judges will be turning the courts into a refugee tribunal. Not reading it, not interested. I'm mildly interested in this. Assange extradition to US move step closer. London. The United States has provided assurances requested by the High Court in London that could pave the way for WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange to be extradited from Britain. Last month, the High Court ruled that without certain US guarantees, Assange 52 would be allowed to launch a new appeal against being extradited to face 18 charges, all but one under the Espionage Act, over WikiLeaks' release of confidential US military records and diplomatic cables. Those assurances that in a US trial he could rely on the First Amendment right to free speech. There's nothing new there. We've heard about it. Turning the page. Unprecedented. We know what unprecedented means, of course, because we double checked that yesterday. Never before seen reef damage caused by marine heat wave. I can't be bothered to read it. Rail workers demand 8% pay rise. If you want to read five columns about the rail workers demanding an 8% pay rise, I presume that you're a cunt. And if you are, I would go and buy your own copy of the Sydney Morning Herald and turn to page 14, because I am not reading it. Australia's Venice biennial entry chalks up 65,000 years of family. Not interested. Record fine after Bath Burns death. Basically, this is about a non-verbal indigenous person who died from burns incurred while taking a bath in the care of NDIS scheme providers. And it says here, a spokeswoman for Live Better, which received $40.5 million in government revenue last year, said it accepted the outcome of the legal process and would offer its full support to Lucas's family. It said here, if I was just something about... it was something about how they had failed to effectively train their staff. I think we all know, test the heat of the water before you put a disabled person into it. And if you've left the hot on fucking boiling, you could... I've never heard of someone dying of burns in a bath before. It's fucking wild. And then they wonder why, the NDIS wonder why we as people with, as carers of children with special needs, why we want to choose our own support workers if they're currently not on the NDIS or they're currently not on the NDIS actual registration, if they're not registered on the NDIS scheme. Potential jury members have say on Trump. That's something about... Well, this is obviously the story about Donald Trump returning to court to hear how he was viewed by prospective jurors who could... Da, 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 da. It's about whether or not he was... I can't remember what it was. The observations were made on the second day of Trump's historic hush money trial as prosecutors and defense lawyers continued to search for 12 jurors who could determine if Trump is guilty of falsifying business records to cover up a sex scandal with porn star Stormy Daniels before the 2016 election. Now, I don't care about the court case, but what I thought porn star Stormy Daniels, I'm picturing the porn star Stormy Daniels. I think she's a more mature lady. But then I was imagining Donald Trump, sort of naked with a big stomach, probably a little bit hairless around the nether regions. I think probably, I don't think he'd be a bushy man. I think he would have likened to maybe a sort of some kind of turkey neck. And then I just kind of pictured him sort of pumping away with his hair all sort of a little sweaty and his hair over his face and just sort of humping away, little bottom going 10 to the dozen with the porn star. And I just thought, that's quite a funny picture, isn't it? Because it's not a nut, whatever way you slice it and dice it, that doesn't look nice. I mean, if you were to take a porno, let's say, for instance, as a man, I mean, I have looked at pornographic literature before, pornographic movies before. You don't really want to see the man bit, you're not really paying attention to that bit. So the thought of Donald Trump is quite entertaining, but it's also quite disgusting. Israel's four plans of attack on Iran.
Tel Aviv, Israeli leaders are debating how best to respond. It's been debating it for about a week, hasn't it? Israeli leaders are debating how best to respond to Iran's unprecedented weekend airstrike, officials said, weighing up a set of options calibrated to achieve different outcomes. I've said that already. Iran's attack on Israel, a barrage that included hundreds of ballistic missiles and exploding drones, changed the unspoken rules in the foe's long-running shadow war. In the conflict, yet we've said all this, given the change in precedent, the calculus by which Israel decides its next move has also changed, said the Israeli officials who requested anonymity to discuss the subject of Iran. We cannot stand still from this kind of aggression. Aggression! How can Israel have the audacity to say that Iran has been aggressive? We can't stand still from this kind of aggression, Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, the spokesperson for Israel's military, said. Iran, he added, would not get off scot-free with this aggression. It's like, so if you imagine, you've got the bully at school, right? The sort of little weaselly kid. He's like, I'll tell you what it's like. When I lived in the UK, I used to have a lot of run-ins with black gangs. I like black people. I've got no issue with black. But I'll go as far as to say I really like black people. But when I was a teenager, I used to have a problem. I lived in, I lived just outside southeast London, and I would have cautiously gone to places like Streatham, you know, East Croydon, West Croydon, not a particularly pleasant place to be. And I had multiple run-ins with young black gangs when I was probably between the ages of 15 and I'll say 18, 19. I had a gun put on my head by a group of black guys, beaten up. I was got into a big fight on the top of a bus with a bunch of black kids. You'd always feel intimidated. So I'll tell you what this reminds me of. This reminds me of when you had the sort of little fucking weaselly kid, might even have been like a little shitty little white kid that hung around with a whole bunch of big black dudes. And he would be the one that started all the trouble. And I just see that as Israel. It feels like Israel's this fucking troublemaker, aggressive little bully that's got these fucking big friends that will back it up. And it goes around flicking people's ears and stealing things and fucking getting into fights and threatening people. And then when someone actually comes up and fucking twats the little cunt around the face, that's aggressive. How dare you? How dare you? How dare you? It's fucking sick making. Oh, I'm so angry with Israel. It's fucking disgusting. They deserve it. Anyway, sorry, I got slightly into that little story. What did I get up to? Irreplaceable, heritage lost as flames take 1615 iconic building. Apparently some building in Copenhagen has been destroyed by fire. I'm not interested. Turning the page, some letters, opinions, not interested. Oh, something more about the NDIS. Australia must impose targeted sanctions on Israel. Something about that Lerman guy, not interested. And then some business news. Gina Reinhart, the Bank of Queensland. Something about a top UK fund, not interested. Xi Jinping might have to revise his five-year plan, not interested. Something about the power grid in Australia, always on the brink of collapsing over summer because of the heat in the storms in Victoria and the heat waves in Queensland. Not interested. Turn the page. Not interested. That's the end of that. That was well quick. That's the end of the Sydney Morning Herald. 18 minutes. Great. And then the Australian. Injured Bondi hero, where's my bollard man residency? Basically, there was a... Yeah, that's right. There was a guy who fended off the knife attacker with a bollard, and Anthony Albanese, the Australian Prime Minister, has given basically that guy residency. And now a Pakistani security guard who survived the attack, Mohammed Taha, is sort of probably, I think people are saying, shouldn't he get a permanent residency as well, because he actually got injured in the incident. There's a heading here, the long range billions to counteract China. There's nothing that Australia is going to do is going to be able to counteract China. So it's 100 billion on defence. I'm sure that's good, but it's not going to be it's going to be a drop in the water compared to what China pays. Not interested in that heading, not even going to read it. Made in Australia plan, a fool's errand. Labour has embarked on a fool's errand by embracing a new Made in Australia agenda. Inaugural Productivity Commission Chair Gary Banks has declared, challenging Anthony Albanese's claim, the flagship policy is an attempt to stay competitive in a transformed world and not simply a reversion to old-fashioned protectionism. Professor Banks has also sounded the alarm on the death of proper policy. Oh, I can't be bothered. That is so dull. Nearly fell asleep. Enviro activists told to take a chill pill. The architect of a landmark review calling for a total rewrite of national environmental laws has said he's confident the Albanese government were not interested. Not reading it! So boring! Homeowners selling in hot start to the year. Homeowners selling in hot start to the new year. Basically, it's been a hot start to selling in the new year. Oh, there's an interesting article at the bottom here. The Australian Waking World podcast has won a prestigious award for audio journalism in New York. The podcast was awarded gold for the best conspiracy podcast in the New York Festival's Radio Awards, which recognises exceptional and innovative content in audio journalism. How good's that? Oh, so no, actually, it's not Waking World. It is Shadow of Doubt. It's an Australian true crime podcast called Shadow of Doubt. It wasn't Waking World, damn it. I read that incorrectly. Sorry about that. My mistake. Something about the NDIS. I'm not interested. Inflation risk in future policy. America's extraordinarily loose budget settings are in part to blame for the country's re-acceleration in consumer prices and delayed rates relief. Economists say, warning Labour's newly announced future Made in Australia policy could have a similar inflationary impact here. Hopes for interest rate cuts this year have been dealt a blow after a third month of rising consumer prices in the US triggered worries that Australia's recent rapid... I'm falling asleep. Tell me it's not true, stab teen's kin. The family of the 16-year-old alleged to have stabbed an Assyrian bishop in Sydney say they are distraught after Monday's attack and can't believe their once gentle but troubled son could be a terrorist. Great, there we go. That's not really a heading that I'm surprised about. The Olympic fucking uniform, great. The thing about the former boxing coach, who is obviously just a fucking sad male loser. Chaotic Brisbane planning slammed. Former Brisbane Lord Mayor Graham Quirk has warned Australia's international reputation is at risk after months of chaotic infrastructure planning for the 2032 Olympics. Mr. Quirk, who was appointed by Premier Stephen Miles to lead a 60-day venue review earlier this year, told a federal Senate inquiry scrutinising preparations for the Games there were obvious concerns about reputational damage. It's important that we be seen to be getting on with preparedness for the Games, he said. I believe there is a reputational risk. Mr. Quirk's venue review last month recommended the controversial Gabba rebuild be scrapped and a new $3.4 billion stadium be built at Victoria Park close to the CBD. Not interested. ASF-17 should be free due to Middle East crisis. That is about... Oh, this here is about... Basically, a bisexual man is saying... lawyers representing an Iranian man who's bisexual, who has resisted efforts to deport him, have argued he should be freed from immigration detention, glaring the instability in the Middle East, raised the possibility Iran's regime could topple. Something about an Iranian man... who has resisted efforts, so it's that Australia trying to deport an Iranian man, have argued he should be freed from immigration because he said he'd rather go to war-struck Gaza than back to Iran because he's a bisexual man. Not interested in that Iranian man. Green slam for double standards over support of Iran. A peak Jewish lobby group has raised alarm over the attendance of federal Greens. Listen to this, this is great. A peak Jewish lobby group has raised alarm over the attendance of federal Greens MPs at pro-Palestinian rallies where protesters held placards declaring Iran has the right to defend itself. Why doesn't Iran have the right to defend itself? That's the same as people getting cross saying, we're holding placards saying White Lives Matter when it was at a Black Lives Matter protest. How could there possibly be anything wrong with saying Iran has the right to defend itself?
But it's not Israel. The only country allowed to defend itself is Israel, because they're chosen people of God. And if God said so,
in the book that they wrote themselves,
then they're allowed to do whatever they like.
Behind the flashcard puffery, it's just the same old four-card trick. Can't be bothered to read it. Australia dropped the ball on subs. Not interested. Can't read it. China's aggressive behaviour triggers strengthened stance. Australia's strategic outlook is getting worse, with China increasingly using coercion, including dangerous confrontations with rival warships and planes, to alter the strategic power balance in the region, according to the new National Defence Strategy. The highly critical assessment of China's assertive military posture in the region underpins the government's justification in its new strategy for a major increase in defence spending and long-term expansion in the Navy and in long-range strike capability. Can I be bothered to read more? All right, I will. The assessment comes despite the recent tentative stabilisation of the relations between the two countries, with China having removed most of the $20 billion in trade sanction it imposed during the previous government. It states that Australia's strategic environment has continued to deteriorate further since the release of the Defence Strategic Review early last year, which stated the country faced the most challenging strategic environment since World War II. As China's strategic and economic weight grows, Australia expects it will continue to seek to play a more prominent role in the region, which will include leveraging all elements of its power as it pursues its strategic objectives, including to change the current regional balance in its favour. Great. Regional focus will alarm allies. Defence Minister Richard Marles' declaration that Australia must make the difficult decision to keep the vast bulk of our effort. Oh, I can't be bothered. Not reading it. So dull. Nearly falling asleep. It's getting late in the afternoon. The heading is Minister dismisses planning concerns. Do you want me to read it? Exactly. I'm not going to bother. Student visa slowdown could push us towards a recession. I don't get this. The international education industry has warned Home Affairs Minister Claire O'Neill that the government's push to reduce migration by slowing down student visa processing is causing severe economic damage, including loss of jobs, which could push Australia towards a recession. There is no way that reducing migration by slowing down student visa processing is going to contribute in any way towards a recession. What a load of fucking bullshit. The heading is Chemicals Authority to stay but be fixed. Do you want me to read that? Exactly. State debt surges $41 billion ahead of poll budget. Queensland Treasurer Cameron Dick couldn't give a fuck. Wrong guy sues Seven over killer blunder. That's about the man who's suing Seven because someone said he was the man. Heritage complication, a blow to AFL Stadium, not interested. Sign of the times, ANZ to ditch checkbooks. Oh, wow. Sorry, let me just check the date on this paper here. Is it 1997? No, it does say 2024. That's interesting. Childcarers left toddler out in sun. A childcare centre that left a two-year-old outside in a play area unsupervised on a hot day has been fined $24,500 by the State Administrative Tribunal. Great! Judge warns Trump over intimidation. Can't be bothered to read it. Kim builds biological arsenal. That's about North Korea's Kim Jong, fucking whatever his name is. Veteran Democrat dies at 87. So does probably hundreds upon millions of other people have also died at 87 today, I'd imagine. Suu Kyi moved to house arrest. Not interested. Something to do with Myanmar. Not going to read it. Israel-Iran trade revenge blows. Oh, no, they don't trade revenge blows. They trade revenge vows. Israel and Iran traded threats overnight on Tuesday after Tehran's first ever direct attack on its arch foe sharply heightened regional tensions as the Gaza war ground on with no truce in sight. Israeli military spokesman Daniel Hagari said Iran would not get off scot-free after Tehran launched a barrage of more than 300 missiles, drones and rockets at Israel at the weekend. We cannot stand still from this kind of aggression, Rear Admiral Hagari said a day after Israel's military chief vowed there would be a response. Iran said its attack was an act of self-defence following a deadly Israeli airstrike on its consulate in Syria, and that it would consider the matter concluded unless Israel retaliated. Iran's president, Ibrahim Raisi, warned that the slightest action against Iran's interests would definitely be met with a severe, extensive and painful response. I desperately want to see that unfold now. US university pulls student speech. Los Angeles, a top US university, has cancelled its plans for a graduation speech by a Muslim student over what it says are safety concerns after pro-Israel groups criticised her selection. Oh, that's right. So pro-Israel groups have criticised her selection, so better not put her on. She's a Muslim. And if you're a pro-Jewish, we mustn't have any of that being spoken about. Thank you. Hezbollah commanders taken out. Oh, but meanwhile, Israel condemns Iran's aggressive moves. But Israel said overnight on Tuesday that its strikes in South Lebanon killed two local Hezbollah commanders and another operative, with the Iran-backed group saying three of its members were killed. I'm allowed to shoot at you. I'm allowed to shoot at you. But you're not allowed to shoot at me. You're aggressive. Fuck off. Not interested. That's the end of the paper. That's it. Fucking shit.